Have a very Ishta Christmas.
What's up, everybody? My name is Natalie, and I'm your host for Ish Talk with Natalie. And today is day two of Ishmas. And today we're going to be talking about holiday traditions and what I do happening across the country with the holidays. So sit back, relax, get you a cup of whatever you like to drink during the holidays. My favorite is eggnog. I love eggnog, but yes, so sit back, relax, and let's get into it. First, we're going to get into holiday food traditions. Personally, with my family, our Christmas dinners look a little bit like Thanksgiving dinners, just not as much food, but kind of like in that layout. Like, we have ham, we have different things, but kind of similar to what you would have for Thanksgiving. And on occasion, my dad barbecues. So that's kind of something that we do. I love desserts, and my family does too. So we always have different desserts, like different types of cakes, different types of pies, things of that nature. I love the cookies. I love to bake cookies. It is just wonderful. I love, my favorite would be making either snickerdoodle cookies or I don't know if you all like know or have seen, I'm sure you guys have seen it, in like Walmarts and stuff, but it's like the, is it Pillsbury? I think it's Pillsbury, but it's like the Funfetti cookie dough, the ones that come in like the squares, and like they're like big cookies, but it's like 12 of them. Those are really good. I love to make those. Just, that's not even like just for the holidays. I like to make those year round. But yes, those are really good. Gingerbread houses. I've made one before. I haven't made any this year so far, but gingerbread houses are so fun to make. It's so fun, especially when you're with a group of people. It's just really fun. And sometimes we do like a stew or a pot roast, like on Christmas Eve, just to kind of get us ready for the big Christmas dinner on Christmas. So I like sweet potato casserole, green bean casserole. Those are my two favorite dishes. We have those for usually Thanksgiving and Christmas. And it is just, it's so delicious, especially when you have the marshmallows on top of the sweet potato casserole. It is so good. And some people make it with pecans in them. Some people choose not to. I've had it both ways, and both ways taste extremely delicious. Graham crackers. A lot of people have decided to try to use graham crackers with making gingerbread houses. I've never tried it, but I heard that it works the same. So maybe this year I'll try it with graham crackers instead of gingerbread. So yeah, it's just little things like that. A lot of people do like little small cookie baking parties for Christmas. You really can do anything. So that's what I have for the food traditions. Next, we're gonna get into the neighborhood and community traditions. So with the neighborhood and community traditions, hopefully this year a lot more will be open since, we couldn't really do a whole bunch last year as far as with communities and stuff because of the pandemic, but get a group of friends and go caroling, just like you see in the movies. Just go have fun. You can see a local play. I know a lot of people have the Nutcracker or a Christmas Carol in, theaters, or they might even do like little theater productions of a holiday show, like a holiday show. So go see that. So that'll be fun. You can ride around. This is something that I personally do. You can ride around and just play Christmas music, play the best Christmas music ever, and just look at all of the just like houses down the street that just go all out for Christmas. Because personally, my family, we put like little things up, like we'll have like light up stuff in the yard, but go around and see some of your neighbors' houses and look and see how they decorate for Christmas and just admire the Christmas atmosphere. Let's see. If you want to be nice and neighborly, when you bake cookies for your holiday food tradition, why not deliver some to some neighbors or give some to the community? I'm sure that will definitely lift their spirits. So that is something nice to do. And see what local holidays events that your community is having. They might have festivals, concerts, plays. They might have anything, to celebrate the season. You can go visit Santa Claus. You can do your research and find out, what times of the day are best, where they're having it, stuff like that. And you can go see and get a picture. And finally, you can go sledding, ice skating, or any other outdoor winter activity with your family. That is a great way to bond. And it's great to schedule it maybe on Christmas Day after the gifts are open and the meal is eaten and everyone is kind of getting a little antsy from being inside the house. So just, do stuff like that. Luckily, a few years back, my dad's house was across from a football field. And so basically when it would snow, it would be like a whole bunch of, like, it was almost like a snow mountain. Like, just it was just like a full area of like snow. Like nothing else, there was just snow. And it was so fun to just go over there and just let loose and play in the snow. It's great. Stuff around the house you can do is you can getting your favorite Christmas pajamas with your family, put on a great Christmas movie, put on some Home Alone or whatever Christmas movie you want to watch, and just sit back, relax, or while you're doing stuff around the house, create a holiday playlist, you know, for you and your family to listen to, you know, while you're in the car or while you're at home, you know, so you can rock out to the Christmas music. You can read holiday books before bed each night, like, you know, the Polar Express, the How the Grinch Stole Christmas, things like that. And it will definitely boost your family's holiday spirit. If you are somewhere around tree farms, you can go look at different Christmas trees, see which one is the perfect one for you. And if you see one you like, take it home and decorate it. Do stuff like that. You know, just go and enjoy the festive spirit. You can use an advent calendar to count down to Christmas. They have so many varieties for all types of interests. I personally love those calendars. They have one for if you're a makeup lover. Different makeup brands have their own advent calendars. If you're into gaming, a lot of gaming brands, they have different ones. Like, it's literally so many. All you have to do is look it up and, you know, you'll see it. You can have your family do an I am thankful list. So basically, each day you can have somebody add one thing that they are thankful for, and you can turn it into a decoration by having them write it on a paper. Like, write it on a, like, paper Christmas tree or a snowflake. And you can hang that across the fireplace or, you know, some other areas that you would want to. Above a couch or, you know, on the wall somewhere. You can hang it up. It'll be like a cute little tradition to start. You can make holiday ornaments. That's a great way to fill up a Christmas tree and to create memories. With my Christmas tree, I have a lot of ornaments that I have made throughout my life. And just seeing the ones, you know, all the way from when I was in elementary school all the way up till now, it's just really cool to look back at and be like, wow, like, this is a tradition. Like, it's really cool to look back and see. You can sit down with your child or a family member and write a letter to Santa and send it to him, you know, send it to him at the North Pole. And as a family, you can write a holiday letter. Have each member contribute one memorable moment from the year to be recorded, and you can share that with friends and family. In addition to the I am thankful list, you can make some holiday decorations yourself. You can decorate the windows with paper snowflakes, glue, glitter onto pine cones, and arrange it in a bowl. They have so many different things you can do. Just amazing DIY. You can also start a holiday village display. You can add a new house or shop to your display each year. And then you can end up making like a whole little village. That'll be a cool thing to start. Or you can camp out in front of your Christmas tree one night. Keep the tree lights on, read holiday stories, and snack on holiday treats. That would be really cool. I've never tried that, so I might try that this year. But these are different traditions and stuff, little ideas you can do around the house during the Christmas time. We also have giving back holiday traditions. So if you're in the giving spirit, here are some ideas you can do for your community. So you can volunteer your time as a family at a soup kitchen or food bank that hands out foods to families in need. That'll be a great way to give back and to show your support to people. You can find a giving tree that allows you to sponsor a family in need, or you can purchase toys for children in need. You can go shopping for items together and donate them. Or if you have anything that, any toys or anything that you're not using anymore, you can donate that. You can start a canned food drive in your neighborhood or at a school. You can ask neighbors to donate canned food or non-perishable food items and then donate them to a food bank. You can go through your closets and donate gently used clothes. You would have to check and see the COVID protocols, because I know a lot of places aren't just taking things like that. So make sure you look and, you know, look at what all you have to do for the COVID protocol. You can hold a book drive. You can ask your coworkers, friends, neighbors, family members to donate books for kids that you can give to your local library, elementary school, or family shelter. You can deliver cookies and treats to your local fire department, police department, and even staff at your local hospital. I mean, after all, they'll be working during the holidays, so they would be very happy to see that. And don't forget the senior citizens. Volunteer your time at your local senior citizen center or see if there's a giving tree specifically for the residents. That'll be a great way to give back. We have holiday gift traditions. So you can draw names in your immediate family and make a gift for that person. It can be as easy as a playlist for an MP3 player or a photo book of your family's greatest moments of the year. If gifts have been sent from relatives that are far away, like, you know, grandparents, you can use Skype or FaceTime or any other video chat service. Recently, Zoom has been popular, so you can use that and see when they are open, so their one can share the joy. Spend a day and possibly a night in a local metropolitan area and get your holiday shopping completed. You know, you can ask your mom, sister, sisters-in-law to come along and just go Christmas shopping. You can pick names randomly and only give gifts to the person whose name you draw. So set a dollar limit amount and keep it even and have fun. If your extended family is large, make a deal among the adults to buy gifts only for the kids of the family. You can come to that conclusion and, you know, see what y'all want to do. See, I mean, it's just so much stuff you can do. It's so many things that, you know, you can give as gifts, do as gifts, and just make sure that everybody's on the same page. Well, that is all for the holiday traditions. That was day two of Ishmas. Thank you so much for listening. And to make sure you go follow us on social media. It is in our show's bio. So make sure you go show support there. You can reach out to us on there. And make sure you check out our Patreon. We'll be dropping awesome things in there. So make sure you don't miss out. And that is it for today's episode. I will see you for tomorrow's episode. Bye.
Have a very Ish Talk Christmas.